You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Joined by Coach Pat Puzon. She's the ATPCA International Presenter from the Philippines, MCTA MCF Founder Director Australia and Philippines, and she's also the author of Becoming a Great Coach. Nice to have you with us, Coach Pat.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us about why you established the Max Crankett Tennis Academy of Australia.
It's basically starting as a family because during the time when I started MCTA 2012, I was still working for the department. Mm-hmm. So when we started it, I wanted it to be a family sequenced, family oriented group, and I wanted to do it not to get paid, but actually to help the community.
When was it officially established?
Officially under ASIC is 2014, mm-hmm. but I started 2012 in Pemulwuy.
Okay, all right. So, Coach Pat, since it started, what are its significant milestones?
Oh, we've been winning all the tournaments here since 2015. 2016, we've been supporting and sponsoring children underprivileged from the Philippines.
And
it's been going on since 2014. We've sponsored nearly eight now, and now currently we have eight in the Philippines.
So when you said a while ago that you're winning tournaments here, mm-hmm. in New South Wales?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's great to know.
So I think all the kids can talk about that, yeah.
Okay. But you were, I'm interested to know that you were saying to me that you're also helping the underprivileged kids
yes.
back in the Philippines and you bring them here?
Yes, yes.
Is it?
In fact, there's there's four of them. Two of them is finally filing for the visa. Well, the MCTA Philippines is filing for the visa. Mm-hmm. Two of them already has their visa, and they're flying here on April 1st.
Okay.
So we're very excited. They've been here last year.
As well.
As well.
And they competed as well last year, right?
Yes. John D was Jeff's partner in uh-huh. doubles, and yes, they've competed, and they did a really good results. Mm-hmm. And John D made his name here. Alexa won all the tournaments.
Okay.
She's the youngest one. She's 13 years old.
Well, very young.
She's currently playing in the tournament now, Group 1.
In the Philippines,
yes,
back
she
home.
Just, yeah.
Okay. So, you played before with the Philippine team, Coach Pat?
Theoretically, I played for Rizal, which is under Governor Isidro Rodriguez, mm-hmm. when he was still alive. Mm-hmm. Back then, I was basically playing tennis for a year with Coach Kiko Francisco Gutierrez, who happens to be my mentor. And I played tennis for a year and a half. That made that I went to the top five in Rizal. Mm-hmm. I represented the Philippines during Governor Isidro Rodriguez ITF. And then traveled to Australia in White City, Edgecliffe, for training under Wendy Gilchrist. And then went back again. And then when I came back here, Junior McDonald's team. Mm-hmm. I was only 14, 15.
That time when you went here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So how different is the training there and here in Australia?
My training came very difficult. I had to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Every morning then. And I had to do my 1,000 skips. I had to do my 50 laps, freestyle to be prominently right. I have to have my breakfast for 15 minutes and I go to school. And then 10 hours, you have to be picked up and go straight to the tennis court. Mm-hmm. And then you finish at 20:00. So, yeah, it was. It's a very different environment my time. The discipline was extremely hard. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was self-inflicted because I wanted it that bad. that I wanted to really represent. I wanted to play for the Wimbledon. I just, my drive to be top mm-hmm. during my age group was there. So my parents were just sort of, okay, we will support you because they're golfers and I'm a tennis player. So they didn't know anything much about tennis, but I hated golf. So tennis was really, mm-hmm. gave me that balance.
Okay, so you said that you also dreamed of playing in Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and how does it feel that you weren't able to make that dream a reality?
You know, dreaming to play in Wimbledon is, okay, in life, there's always a certain dreams that you have when you're younger. So that time I wanted to play the Wimbledon because Chris Everett Lloyd, John McEnroe was the highlight of my growing up in tennis, and I would sit by on TV. When time goes by, at the age of 16, and a coach would tell you, you know what, you can't make it. You can't make it for the Australian team. You can't make it for whatever mm-hmm. Because you don't have it. Whether it's right or wrong, you have to realize that it's a fact, reality. So since then, I actually quit tennis for so long, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it came to a point where I said to myself, okay, so tennis is not there. I will find another way, mm-hmm. another dream. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you have to play Wimbledon. You mm-hmm. can always train someone to play for Wimbledon.
Okay.
You can always foresee yourself, train your athletes to become coaches, and your coaches become the coaches of athletes to go to Wimbledon, mm-hmm. whichever.
Okay. So you have that 20 years hiatus from tennis.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you say that what happened then hurt you so much?
It still hurts me.
Okay.
You know, the hurt will never go. Mm-hmm. And that hurt gives you perseverance. Mm-hmm. To continue on with whatever dream you had when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. And that hurt should become your positive energy. Because, okay, I didn't make it. So what can I do to make it happen?
Okay.
So does it have to be me, or do I need to teach someone else? Or those are the things that you have to articulate.
Okay, so you find another meaning in yes. your life by being a coach to these young tennis players.
Oh, they're coaches now.
Yeah, they're coaches now, but before, of course, they were under you as well.
Oh, yes.
Coach
Pat. My dream for Arden during that time was high-staked, and that was really dreaming for him, especially when he won in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And that time was the same time with the Australian Open, mm-hmm. and we were staying a hotel nearby the top athletes in the world, and he won the tournament, and I'm just like, oh wow. So yeah, mm-hmm. they're inspiring.
And you're very proud.
I'm proud of them now. I've always been.
Well, Coach Pat, you also conduct tennis clinics and conferences in the Philippines. So can you tell us more about that?
Yes, we do accreditation. I travel frequently to the Philippines for free community services and through coaching. So I qualify coaches all across the Philippines. We are under accredited by UTP and Philippine Sports Commission. Mm-hmm. And we give this back to the community. Basically, the MCTA provides free coaching for those ones who cannot afford.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supported by the LGUs, and to this date, we have more than 500 coaches who've gone through mm-hmm. MCT, and I will never stop while I'm still alive.
How's the talent back home?
Talent-wise, we have so much.
Mm-hmm.
Talent-wise, we have so much. There are so many dreamers. There's so many go-getters in the Philippines. The only problem we have is support. And through my colleagues in Europe, which is Neil Alvarez, we have the MCF Global.
Mm-hmm.
We have a set of coaches. Jana Slovenk is in the U.S. now. And we try to give the support through the coaches or through trainers. And it's just that there's talents, but there's not enough coaches to facilitate education or knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to mend. Like, you know, where's the Philippines now in tennis? But we have Alex Iala and Miko Iala, who is currently being sponsored by Rafael Nadal in Mallorca.
Wow. Okay.
And we have PTA's Pantino, who's currently in India now, representing the Philippines. We have Alex Miliam Joy, our student, and John D.,
okay,
who hopefully will represent the Philippines this year.
Okay.
But then again, it's so limited because we have limited educators as coaches. So
It's going to be a long way from now until we see a player from the Philippines who's going to make it into the international mainstream tennis.
With international mainstream, we already have.
Okay.
We already have Alex Iyala, who's carrying the baton.
Mm-hmm.
She's just won majority of the tournaments last year in Group 1.
Okay.
In ITF, under 18, and she's only 13.
Oh, very okay.
So, you know, when it comes to the Open, ATP, you're talking about ATP, then we have Nino Alcantara, who's top 200 in the world. Mm-hmm. We've got Tret Huey, but Nino is from the Philippines, from General Santos. Is it General Santos? I forgot. Sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nino. But the two guys, Tret Huey is from the States. Nino Gonzalez is also from the States. Philippines, we're hoping. We're dreamers.
Yeah, we're dreamers.
We're dreamers.
That's great to hear, Coach Pat. So you are also the author of the book, Becoming a Great Coach.
Yes.
What are the important points in the book that you want to share to our listeners?
Code of conduct.
Okay.
Because
why?
All this time, I read about the fundamentals of tennis. All this time, I have read all the tacticals and technicals and techniques and how to run a tournament, and everything is about tennis. But we seem to forget the fact that every person have different aspect characteristics in regards to teaching and inspiring. Because for me, I have seen so many coaches, trained coaches, who are good in their way, but respectively, but they have no charisma or no, they don't inspire, basically. So if you're a coach, for me, if you're a coach, you need to be able to lead your battle. You need to be able to show courage. Even though you have 10 courts, your coaches can see that bright light from you and not just saying, it's $60 an hour, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different, it's a fine line. It's the passion that covers for you to inspire compared to I'm getting paid an hour.
Okay.
So it's the book consists of how to become a better person. At the end of the day, irregardless whether it's tennis or golf or university or you're working for government or you're working for corporate.
Mm-hmm.
So the book entails how we seek ourselves to be a better person.
Okay.
So that's how the book is all about.
Well, Coach Pat, you are battling something as well recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay courageous?
My
on
kids.
That? Your kids.
Them.
Really?
They mm-hmm. are my inspiration. They made me very proud today. And the mere fact that they're now standing as my colleague, looking at them years ago, they were my student.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be a better coach than I am.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to continue what we have started. And yeah, because of them.
I can see how you so much love your community.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Before coaching them, I was actually in the community services, welfare officer, to be. And I've been helping different nationalities, different ethnicity coming from boats.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just leave it to that because it's meant to be confidential.
Okay, no worries.
And I've worked with different nationalities who doesn't speak English at all.
Okay.
Who comes to Australia.
Okay.
So yeah, that was my background.
So definitely, you know, you've really helped them a lot. And, you know, one of these days, maybe they'll see you and say thank you as well for what you've done to them.
I see them once in a while when mm-hmm. I'm walking down. A lot of the ex-residents, we call them ex-resis, when they see me, they still call me officer.
Okay, that's so good. They still have that respect, really.
Yes, because I have given them that respect.
As well. Okay. So if there are any parents who have seen their kids loving tennis and wanting to get serious at it, could you share to us briefly the pathways in order for them to turn it into a career someday?
Coach Jeff can answer that. Can you answer that?
The pathways.
Coach Arden?
Through coaching.
It can give you many opportunities in coaching. Because it can, as you may know, coaching has many credentials, so it can open to, you know, working with other tennis academies. Not only coaching can also give you a sense of communication in the workforce, in the workplace, so it can help you, I guess, yeah, that's all I can say, like communication and credentials, that's all I can say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When the parents hears, oh, they're training in Max Crankit in Stonecutters, because we started in Maryland and we started with two. Mm-hmm. And now they started with that crowd and now they're growing. Like Coach Arden just started his privates and now he's doing privates 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Coach Jeff, oh my gosh, this boy, he's an amazing coach. He's like, when I'm looking at him, when he's coaching the squad, it's very inspiring. The parents see that, or the outsiders can actually see that. Mm-hmm. And through that, the child performs. And once the child performs, they go out there and other parents can see the child.
Okay.
We never really marketed ourselves. Low profile lang.
Okay.
Kasi sa akin is more of, let other people see your work. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to go out there and say, I'm a coach, you can come to me. We don't. We show, for example, when we're winning the tournaments, which we did, the whole entire winter season last year, we won all the tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
For example, that. I said, oh, where do they train? I don't usually go out there and say I'm Coach Pat. No.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see a mother going to watch an athlete, but you'll never see a coach watching an athlete.
Okay.
That's who I am and that's who they are.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Coach Pat, any final words and where they can find you?
My final word would be, when you dream, be realistic. If you fail, learn how to stand up. You only have yourself to blame. Discipline, respect, inspire.
Thank you so much, Coach Pat.
Yeah, where Max Crankit is.
Where is Max Crankit? Where they can find it?
Max Crankit is in Stonecutters, Colby. That's where you can find us. That's our home base. That's it. Yeah.
You can log into our website.
Log into our website, maxcrankit.org, on internet, Google, social media. We have a Instagram page. We have a Facebook page. Under all Max Crankit, yeah.
Yeah, you can see us all over.
Thank you very much, Coach Pat. It's
Thank
a privilege
you.
For us to also have you in our program. And yeah, good luck. And our prayers are with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mabuhay, Philippines!
Mabuhay.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.